Nixon initially filed for a six-month extension, but a few days ago she completed and submitted her taxes. The star of the TV show Sex and the City and other film and stage productions owns her own company, The Fickle Mermaid. It's listed on tax forms as an S corporation, a common practice among actors that allows them to deduct more items as expenses and to set up pension funds for themselves. She reports just over $1 million paid to the company in 2017. From that, Nixon paid herself $400,000. Her wife, Christine Marinoni, made around $128,000 working for New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration, a job she has since left. They claim their two children as dependents, and the couple also paid just under $7,000 in taxes for domestic help. Nixon's campaign, in a statement, says that the candidate has enjoyed good fortune and that she readily admits that she is among the higher earners in the state, but believes the wealthy should pay their fair share. Nixon and Marinoni also run a family foundation worth just under $1 million. They gave their largest contribution of $15,000 to a public policy fund run by Citizen Action, one of the progressive groups who endorse Nixon. Karen Scharf, the director of Citizen Action, says the donation had no influence on the group's decision to back Nixon for governor. She says her group has been working with Nixon on school funding equity issues since the early 2000s.
Citizen Action has a very thorough endorsement process where we look at the candidate's track record on issues, their views and values. And we know Cynthia well because she's been our partner for 17 years in fighting for public schools.
Scharf says the $15,000 donation is just a small part of the public policy fund's $3.5 million budget. And she says the donation to Nixon may even have cost her group money.
I think a lot of people have heard the governor has threatened to go after our funding. And the governor's impact on our funding from lots of other sources is going to mean that our endorsement decision is going to cost us a lot of money.
Cuomo's campaign has denied that the governor threatened to cut off the funding for progressive groups who back Nixon. Nixon and Marinoni's foundation also donated $200 to public radio. Nixon's tax disclosure set off another round of sniping between her campaign and that of Governor Cuomo's. Cuomo in New York City on Friday repeated his contention that releasing 1 year of tax returns is not enough. And he says past governors, including George Pataki and Eliot Spitzer, released multiple years of returns.
I released more than 10 years of taxes. It has been a long-established precedent that before you go to before the voters, you release information so they know who you are and how you made money and what you're about.
Cuomo's tax forms released in mid-April shows he made around $212,000 last year. He lives with the Food Network star Sandra Lee, whose net worth has been estimated at $20 million. Lee is not married to Cuomo. She files her own taxes privately. Nixon's aides say that Governor Cuomo left something out when he said he released 10 years of tax returns when he first ran for office. Cuomo did not release his tax filings in 2010, the year he first ran for governor, until a month after elections. He also delayed releasing his taxes in 2006 when he ran for attorney general. Cuomo says he may have delayed filing his taxes in those years, but he says he released key information in them before the elections. Late in the day, the Democratic State Committee, which is controlled by Cuomo, issued a new rule. It says anyone vying for the Democratic line on the ballot in a race for statewide office will now be required to release 10 years of tax returns. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.